I love that sound, don't you, man?
I do.
Oh, welcome to another In Papa's Basement, or just Papa's Basement. The damn URL's In Papa's Basement. What? What was that, Rich?
What's up, it's Will.
Oh, you fooled everyone. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, we have Rodriguez and Killiam.
Killiam?
Shut up. Your mimicry is horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
God, yeah, like...
Just listen to that.
Like, this bitch was just like...
Listen to Phil Anselmo sing. Listening to him sing and hearing you talk like that, I want to punch you in the face.
Will Papa Giorgio.
Okay, that's enough. You can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.cac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Are you done, Richie?
Threshold of people who hate metal threshold. Leaving the show is approaching T-minus 7, 6, 5, 4, and they're still here. They didn't change channels. All right, great.
Bada bing, potted down
we
like a pro.
We have metal in the background.
Like a pro. Professional. Look it up. We got a great show for you today. Going to talk a touch of Redskins before these two queens in front of me just baffle me with their ignorance of the subject.
What?
Hold on. First, here it comes. Do you guys recognize this?
No.
Yeah, I got some other lame friends.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. Hail to that sweet, sweet victory last night. You guys watched the game, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, what's the
name?
Oh,
did you see that thing in the second half?
What? Yeah, oh,
yeah. That was awesome.
You said it was like... You were saying before the show it's preseason? Like it's
preseason.
Not even the real season?
Yeah. There's
so why would you watch that? Even if I was into football, I wouldn't watch that. It doesn't count, right?
It doesn't count for anything other than you finally get your fix. You finally get to see these fine men on the field.
I see.
Why did I just say fine men on the field? Yeah. It came out the wrong way in their tight.
I watched the Super Bowl once.
God. Oh, man.
I thought they had very cute costumes.
Oh,
now she's being facetious. I try to watch the Super Bowl, actually.
Do either of you guys know who's even quarterbacking for the Washington Redskins right now?
No.
It's that big guy.
Okay. All right.
I like their butts.
Kobe okay. Bryant.
Oh, God damn. God damn, really?
Wasn't there a draft and it was like a big deal? That guy, Kobe or Bryant or what?
Oh, God. Make it stop.
Hey, I got suspended for stabbing someone. Or not stabbing him.
What?
I read a headline and said Rodriguez got suspended from the Mets.
Oh, K-Rod. K-Rod. Yeah, okay, good for you. Googling your name. I like this.
I just read the news.
Okay. Redskins did their thing last night. They won. It was awesome. And that's all I got to say. I'm not going to read too much into it. It's one preseason victory. And their first game with Steve Spurrier, they also kicked some ass in the preseason, and they went on to suck for two straight years, so whatever. And that's all. Got to get it off my chest.
What, Spurrier? He's quarterback?
Jesus Christ almighty. You are, you're nonstop funny, Richie. You're good.
Didn't Shaq used to play for them, too?
Okay, all right, before things go too far.
See, she takes it too far.
That's what all the boys say.
Peyton Manning, he's a good quarterback.
Boys say they like it, and then I take it too far, and they can't handle it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Peyton Manning and his brother, Thomas Manning.
You're really close. I'm going to let you off the hook for that.
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, they hook up, and they have gay sex.
Possible.
Yeah.
You know Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Okay.
I know some broad who's into those two or one of those guys is always talking about wearing the jersey and
stuff. You know your football through a girl.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that. And Peyton Manning's not cute, Rodriguez. I love him.
He is.
All men. Peyton Manning looks like he's missing a chromosome.
No, he's the one with the kind of long face, right?
He looks like Corky from Life Goes On.
He's kind of cute.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you are forgiving.
He's got a nice body.
Maybe she's mixing him up with Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady's hot.
Tom Brady's a good-looking dude.
I mean, hell yeah. But no, Peyton Manning, he's got his charms. He's got his charms.
All right.
I am forgiving.
Yeah. Please please speak a little more directly into the mic.
Because I'm
having to pot you all the way up, and we're picking up the Source Awards in the background. The bi-weekly Source Awards that takes place before Papa's Basement.
Uh-huh. I'll speak up.
There we go.
My favorite football players are Patrick Trapin and Michael Flores.
All right, we went for a Magic Cards joke on air. You want to just air our secret shame?
I actually didn't say that word. I was just kind of like, I was going to make it more subtle than that.
You danced around
it. Thanks for taking the subtlety out of my reference.
Oh, and before I forget, I want to thank Rodriguez for bringing me a Wii Fit.
Yay!
Woo!
You're welcome.
I bought the Wii maybe like 6 months ago, in theory, for my mom to exercise on, and she played tennis for 5 minutes and never has touched it since. Maybe the Wii Fit will lure her in. It's more for me. I admit it. What does it let you do? You can do yoga.
You can do yoga. You can do some really light aerobic. And there's some calisthenics exercises on it, too.
And, Rich, thank you for joking that I would break the Wii Fit by stepping on it.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, that was real funny. Look at his face.
It really looks like a small, fragile thing. I mean, I feel it's like not. I would break it stepping on it.
No.
It's like a piece of plastic.
I am a massive woman, and I did not break it.
You are just you're
a massive jungle, massive as jungle.
Like an Amazon lady.
Yeah. Your one tit seared off. So you can better
helps with
aim.
The bow, yeah.
Jungle is massive.
Junglist massive.
All right, I'll stop.
Okay, he's referencing the Ali G movie for the... For the none of you that got that.
Yeah.
Some people have seen it.
No one has.
No.
It's on HBO sometimes.
Who wants to hear about how I'm going to get fired from WJFK?
Yay.
Our delightful studio. The place where I make a whopping 10 an hour. The place where I busted my ass to work for like 2 years to get in there. And during the interview process kind of slipped in just like, oh, I just killed my wife. You know, something to that effect. I was like, oh, by the way, it pays 10 an hour. Or I don't even say there was a by the way. It was like, the job pays 10 an hour, like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
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 Just
and
like
you still take it.
Yeah, just like you'd say like, oh, would you like some coffee?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I love people who act like anyone does any job for anything other than the financial compensation. Like radio is sadly one of those jobs.
The pay is just a formality. They have to give you something.
Yeah. Like I love it. You know, radio is one of those things where some people would do it even if they weren't paid.
Mm.
But especially just a 9-to-5 where it's like, well, we hope you are really excited about crunching student data. Let's get to your let's get to the financial end of things. That was my job for 2 years, by the way. I analyzed student data.
Now the show's getting excited.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would ask what that entails of, but I don't think we need to go into that.
Is that is that a dam bursting I hear, or just everyone getting really, really wet? Last night, I was down at WJFK, and we can't actually air the Redskins game. We're the sports station, but we can't air the Redskins game because that's Dan Snyder's property. Mm-hmm. And he bought a ton of stations called the Red Zebra Network that all have a radius of about 10 miles. They're like
Red Zebra?
Yeah.
What the Red hell Zebra. Kind of name is that?
I don't know. It sounds like slang for a drug.
That's what AM radio is for, right?
It's like two AM stations, one FM, I want to say.
Sometimes I'll like... randomly be like, I wonder what happens if you click on AM on the car, and it's just like...
The world will implode upon itself. No one...
I never listen. And then like every like couple months, I'll be like, what's AM? What's going on AM? And I'll flip through it.
It'll
be
static.
Like the randomest crap.
I will let you in on a little secret of AM radio. This is kind of random. Did you know at sundown, all AM signals increase in power? And so certain stations lower their, you know, they go dead so that other stations at the same frequency will like... get a wider radius. And in theory, an AM transmitter can pretty much go across the country.
Yeah.
Really? AM?
Yeah.
What?
Like, I used to work for 700 AM, and we had to go dead by nightfall. So we died at, I want to say, 6 during the winter and 7 during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you would hear a Cincinnati sports station on 700 AM right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was, I forget the specifics of it, but a long time ago, that's how people south of the border... got a lot of American stations and American culture got spread to Los Mexicans.
Really, Rodriguez? Tell us about your people.
I hear tell, not that I was there.
Yes.
Not that I was herding goats at the time in a small village near Tijuana.
I am texting immigration as the show goes on, just keeping you busy. But yeah, I had my shift at JFK last night, and I'd like to think after 2 years of doing this damn job, broadcasting in general, I run a pretty tight ship. And, yeah, you can tell, I mean, just from what we're doing on air right now, right?
Your job is just to, monitor the feed?
Well...
this is why I thought she was single, I mean...
What did you say?
Nothing.
Just making a sexual innuendo out of, like, everything.
I just said I like a tight ship.
Okay.
Right. See? There's nothing wrong with that. I like things to be organized, orderly, neatly. Yeah.
Me too.
God, Why did you give me a cigarette to hold during the show? Why, you son of a bitch?
Because we're on the webcam. We need to do that.
People, yeah, exactly. So
yeah, look cool.
The little kids watching can be like, well, Papa does it. My dad, who died of lung cancer, is very proud of me right now. Can we get the matching slash top hat? Just
wish I had that.
Need the big, like, matted down Jufro wig and...
Oh, actually, unrelated to this, except for the fact that there's a top hat involved, I was going to start wearing a top hat and a monocle.
Class things
do you
up.
Think, yeah. You think that'll work?
But crotchless pants.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, the crotchless fishnet bodysuit, but...
But a top hat
top
and a monocle.
Top hat and a monocle, yeah.
Would there be a mustache? A fake mustache?
Possibly.
God.
With, like, the long, curly sides coming out. Yeah, so I could twirl them.
And yeah, I was going to say, if you had an idea and you're about to pipe up, could you, like, twirl it?
Yes.
That's how I know you're scheming something.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at JFK, all the talent decided, or at least a lot of the talent, decided last night that they were going to come around and just watch the game there, which in theory is cool. You get to see a couple of your favorite DJs, guys you grew up listening to. And they're in the house in front of you. And it's so awesome, right?
In all their attractive glory.
Yeah. Yes. No one was overweight in a Hawaiian shirt at all. Strutting in with a bike horn and a gong. Oh, morning zoo. How I've missed you. Lisa Rodriguez is laughing.
Can we play more stupid sound effects like toilets flushing and...
Like a boing?
Yeah.
No, I just have this.
Oh, sorry. No speak English.
Well, that's almost as good.
The one I get all the miles out of. So, yeah, I get there, and everyone's being loud, which isn't good. They're asking me to turn up the game right in my work studio where I'm actually sending... When we can't have the game on, we're broadcasting Fox Sports Talk, which... Who in this area who's into sports is going to not watch the Skins game? You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to be the Skins station, and yet during the actual game, we're broadcasting nothing Redskins related. It's just national Fox Sports. Like, why don't we go to dead air?
No, because you got to look at it this way. Everybody who's a real fan is watching on TV so they can see the action, and that's why. Yes. No. I was trying. I was trying to be positive.
What if you can't get to a TV and you want to just...
You want to listen to the game?
I was trying to be positive.
Well, if you want to listen to the game, you'd go to Dan Snyder's stations because he could actually broadcast.
Red Zebra.
Red Zebra Network.
Well, so are there like any ratings at all during that time?
It must have literally been like a 0.0.
Do you think I can open up an adult club called the Red Zebra? Because I think that's a good sounding name for it.
It sounds gross.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like a little gross, but you'd still want to go in, see what it's about.
The Red Zebra.
The Red
Zebra.
Yeah. You go in.
Sounds like cheap lap dances and herpes. What? I thought you'd be like, hell yeah. Like,
hello? That's
what not so much the herpes. I was thinking more like the chlamydia gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. But well, herpes is forever.
Yes. Yes, it is. Richie, you're laughing. What bee got in your bonnet?
Nothing. Just inside joke with myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, then. We can have a scrunched up smiling contest, staring at one another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm sitting there at my board, and everyone's just being loud as all hell. And I've got my headphones turned up to deafening levels as they shriek at me to turn up the TV a little louder. And my ears...
I want to shriek at you so badly right now.
My ears still hurt from it.
What are all those people doing in there while you're working?
Watching the game.
They're
watching
the
game. Yeah. And they're all just chilling. They're going
to
do.
They're not listening to Fox Sports News.
No, that's.
They're watching the game.
Turn down what's actually being broadcast to zero. You listen to that in your headphones.
But what's their job?
Well, we had Kevin and Rock. They were both really nice. They were doing the show after we finished, like a post game show. And then there's like four or five different board ops who I hope to God weren't getting paid because I was the only one working. And
the irony is that they were probably actually salaried.
Oh, they're probably making like 20-something an hour. Yeah. So, long story short, they kind of got the picture after about 30 minutes of me just sitting there stony-faced. And they went upstairs. And I was left. There was just food everywhere because radio stations, especially guy-centric radio stations, are completely clean. And so I sat in the stinky filth.
Antiseptic.
Yeah, the stinky filth for 3 hours. And not only that, we're completely out of plates in the station, apparently.
I am shocked you had plates.
Yeah, there were two, and they were in the trash cans. And actually, no, there's one that was covered in ribs. They brought in barbecue at about 11 in the morning in anticipation of the game. And so at about 11 at night.
Wait, because the thing I think about when you talk about these very expensive pieces of equipment and boards is hands covered in rib sauce.
Yeah, yeah. No, what happened is about 10:30, my hunger got the better of me, and I took the tin that had a piece of cake in it.
You didn't take it out of the trash, did you?
No. Oh, okay. It was just a tin that was smeared in chocolate. And I took a fork. We have like five forks. I took a fork, and I ate that, and then I dumped ribs on that. And so I ate ribs smeared in chocolate as I ran the boards.
That is so disgusting.
That was my night. Eating chocolate smeared ribs.
Well, if you're so into the Redskins, how did you resist wanting to watch the game?
It was really difficult. I pretty much put it in queue for myself to kind of listen, but it
wasn't. That lucrative $10 an hour, man.
Yeah, you're really devoted to this job that shoves a dildo up your ass.
Yeah, it's really sad how into that job I am, given the pay. But yeah, that was my night. I was pumped to see the Redskins win, and then every caller.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did. They Yay! Won in resounding fashion. What? What's that? You wanted to hear this? Yes, you did. Yeah.
My local team beat the other team from a different city.
Go local team!
Yeah!
Hometown spirit.
My local team is better than yours.
Yes. Okay, Onion article. So, God bless, the Skins won, and then everyone called in to remind us that during a couple coaches who failed miserably, they also won a huge victory in their first game. So I went home sad. And full of trichinosis from the ribs. And that was my night.
Oh, I got food poisoning last night.
Wait a second. The interesting part is the mistake you made. You didn't get to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean that which I wanted to forget happened.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't forget.
Yeah.
That's the funny part of the story.
All right.
Like, everything you told by now, just like, you just got all but now you've just, think of it, like, only the hardcore listeners are left. Just, everyone has turned this off now.
It's just Stan.
Like, you're just talking about a job that doesn't pay much.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all left. Okay. Now we're left with, well, only our best friends are listening now.
Yes.
We can trust.
Not even my mom. Here. She's getting her
We've
hair
done. We've weeded them all out. Think of it like that.
How do you know your mom's getting her hair done?
Because I live with her, and she left and told me I'm getting my hair done.
Good question, though.
Yeah. Yeah, good question. Sad answer. Life goes on. Silence falls.
Pray I don't for know death. Why my mom's getting her hair done. It just seemed like an odd thing to know.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
a young man.
You're an adult. You're out of your house. I know when my mom's taking a number two. Like, what do you want to hear?
Oh, boy.
This is my life. Oh, great.
Caller!
We have a caller. This is awesome. Caller! Echo, feedback.
Bitch, please suck my puppet dick.
What? God.
See, you've made a mistake again, man. This is not the career for you. He set out to prove a point.
God damn it.
Do you think that caller was circumcised?
Suck my puppet D.
Well, you could. I think it's too late. I mean, the word has gone out over there.
Oh, there's nothing I can do.
There's no dump. There's no dump.
There's no dump button here. So, yeah.
So that's twice you failed to dump a bad word on the radio.
That's awesome. Yeah, so.
Although I'm not clear on what the bad word is in the other story.
But it's not a bad word, yeah. But I guess it was the
content. If someone complained to the FCC, it would go far enough into like an annoying investigation. And do they really have a problem with firing the $10 guy on the boards?
Hmm.
Who had already screwed up the broadcast.
And they could hire a minimum wage guy.
Exactly. They could save a whole...
You better be careful.
Legally, they could save up to $3 an hour. Possibly $2.50. Yeah, so I'm running the boards for Kevin and Rock. And I'm trying to do my best. These guys are real nice, you know, good broadcasters. And a guy calls in. They're like, hey, let's go to line three. And it starts off slowly. And it sounds like a real call. And he's going into the offensive plays. And if you're not familiar with the Redskins, they're coached by Mike Shanahan, offensive coordinator, his son, Kyle Shanahan. I'm pretty sure it's Kyle. I don't want to sound like a goddamn girl right now.
I hate the name Kyle. I just want to put that out there.
What, X was Kyle or something?
No, it's just an awful name.
Focus on the story.
Kyle Reese. Sorry.
Focus.
Okay.
Keep going.
And I like that. So he's going on. He's like, I really liked Kyle Shanahan's play calling and – do you think this has anything to do with the fact that Kyle Shanahan is circumcised while his father, Mike Shanahan, is not. And so, like,
for about five seconds,
yeah, because the guy had been going on about Donovan McNabb and the way the offensive line had held up. And we all just look at each other like, is he talking about, like, their effing foreskins right now? Like, what? Like, is there, like, a football thing? The uncut and,
like,
cut?
What else could it be? Like, what a prank call. Like, yeah. I can't believe you. I mean, were you spacing out?
No.
That you didn't dump it immediately?
I was completely, because I don't know. Like, my first thought.
I mean,
like, you,
dude, you've been raised on Stern. Like, you should be able to know, like, figure it. Like, you should, who else is going to be good at picking out a prank call? I mean, who on the freaking planet?
I am Al Michaels or whoever it was taking the ICOJ call. That is what happened to me. No, I'm listening, and at first the reaction is, well, he didn't say an F-bomb. Do they want to, like, get into it with this guy and, like, tear him a new A? And sure enough, they're like, what? What's going on? He's like, well, I want to know if you think that Kyle Shanahan's play calling is going to be better than his father's because his penis is circumcised and his father's is not. And at that point, they're just like, all right, dump out of the damn call.
So good. So good.
It was just said with such, like, you could hear a bit of a smile in the voice, but it was said at this pretty...
Well, especially the second time, he must be like, oh, this is amazing. This is like...
Yeah.
You know, like, I found paradise. I found some people who don't cut off.
Yeah, so they cut out, and as soon as we go to break...
It's like he doesn't expect it to last that long, you know?
As soon as we cut to break, Kevin doesn't even ask me if I'm going to, like, relinquish the phone bank to him. He asks one of the other guys, who I guess was being paid to watch the game the whole time. He's like, hey, Harrison, get me the phones, man. I'm going to be in charge of the phones.
Ouch. Son of a bitch. Good game.
Yeah, GG, man. Over for me.
That's game, boys.
So, yeah, I'll be, hopefully today, later today won't be my last shift at JFK, because I love it, and every DJ is nice and fun. And
I think you should do the quit before you get fired.
Do a Costanza? Yeah.
Dude, well, no, you should take advantage.
Will I just come back on my next shift? I'll be like, what? I thought you quit.
You should just go all in, like, you're not paying me enough, I want more money. And then they're just going to fire you, and then you'll be like, okay, fine.
No.
Because they're going to fire you anyway.
I don't know. I don't think I'm getting fired, but maybe I am.
Reprimand.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
After that story?
Do they do reprimands? Do they do, like, official reprimands there?
I mean, the whole station is just letters from the program director about how everyone who runs the board is a failure. Like, how you're
so
all
So then you're
awful.
Just keeping average.
Yeah.
So the guy who's on the show co-hosting was like, I'm going to do the phone.
He didn't even ask me. He's like, hey, you over there, give me the phones.
Wow.
Bring me the phones.
Wow.
How does it feel to be so emasculated?
It was really like, yeah.
Don't cry. Oh, I mean, you can cry if you want. It's okay. That'll be really funny. It's safe here.
I would have felt, like, better had I been married and they just wheeled in my wife and started DPing her in front of me. I would have had, like, a shred more dignity. Instead of, don't even let him touch the phone. Don't even let that piece of crap touch the phone as he brings it over the console and puts it in my hands.
I gotta say, if I was hosting a radio show that was trying to be professional.
Yeah, and you
and
got,
that happened,
you, got
you would not be in the next day.
You got some monkey behind the boards.
Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate a second. I would be like, this guy's not coming in tomorrow.
The guy's just talking about foreskin, and this other guy behind the board is listening like, I wonder where he's going to go with this.
Yeah. You would.
I feel a head of steam building here.
That would be, he may have
a valid point. Let's discuss.
I think they might get from the foreskins to Albert Hainsworth's knee. You know, maybe something's going to happen. No.
I'm trying to see it from his perspective. I would be like, yeah, you're gone.
I would just stare. I would do the 1,000-yard stare, like Full Metal Jacket at the guy until he just walked out. I would just do my entire show while not breaking eye contact until the other guy just buckled and left.
That's horrible. I don't know if I would do that.
I would. That sounds good. Yeah. Wow. If I didn't throw a chair at him, I would do that. I'm a physically violent
person.
Well, I mean,
because think of it this way, though. You made a good Stern bit work. He's going to be on Sirius soon.
You
should go listen to him
awesome.
On Sirius
maybe,
and work for Sirius.
Maybe I can run the boards for his show.
Yeah. That's what you should be doing, clearly.
Maybe I can make $11 an hour running his boards.
Probably pays okay.
I don't know. If anyone's botched at work like that, if you've got any work horror stories that you want to call in, 703-560-TALK, 703-560-8255. I want to hear about times.
Well, radio is pretty
up.
Unique. By the way, who was that prank caller before? I wonder who that was an actual, like, real prank. That's kind of complimentary. should feel good about that.
We got called.
Like, it's not just a person you know calling in. No, it's someone you don't know listening to the show.
I need to celebrate my life because I'm making $10 an hour working 4 hours last night, and then someone called in to a show I don't get paid for and said, suck my puppet D.
There is a weird prank call. Like, why would you prank call us?
There is just no angle of attack to pursue if you listen to me describe my life.
Dude,
as such.
No, seriously, if you...
Oh, and I can hear my mom defecate because I live with her. Is there any...
But that's actually a good thing to get prank called. Like, this is going to be good.
Yeah,
I like that you're turning this around.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right, caller, please say something profane so I can get kicked off the air and personally fined.
Howard McDonald.
Okay, son of a... bitch.
What did he say? Howard McDonald?
I don't know. Son of a bitch.
That's good. That means people we don't know are listening.
I'm a little disturbed that the people who are listening are marionettes, though.
Yeah. Why am I thinking of puppet masters?
I am like 100%. I find
at least it wasn't Miss Kitty. Meow, meow, meow. Suck my meow, meow.
Meow. Oh, yeah. Meow. Whatever her name was. I find a prank call to be 100% complimentary. That means, like, it's a show that's being listened to by someone who isn't, like, your mom or Jerry. You know?
It's not my mom calling in saying, how dare you talk about me moving my bowels on the air?
I can't even think of who that would be. Who's saying Howard? What do you say? Howard McDonald?
I don't know. Why are you asking? Because then they'll just call in again to play the clip over.
It's fun.
I
always think it's really weird. Sometimes I'll listen to this because NPR, by the way, is horrible. I don't know what your overlap is with your audience and NPR. Probably like
roughly 89%. Continue. Yeah.
So I want to listen to the news. I'm like too old for music. I don't know, but so I listen to NPR and it's just awful. Like Diane Reams like needs to be kicked off the air.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if you've ever heard
I agree. She infuriates me.
I've never heard this stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Once in a while,
it's like beyond. Like
when I used to drink heavily on weekends and I'd drive home drunk, I would listen to like the Haitian news and that would keep me awake. And that's all. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Right.
We got a caller.
Hey. Yeah. Puppet sound effect. Come on.
I'm a fucking puppet.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
They are all about it.
Well done, Rich.
Well, I don't know what that was about.
That was an aggressive call.
Yeah, that one didn't talk about offensive schemes or anything. Just right to the punchline. Let's see if I can get fired from that, which I'm not paid
for. I think the circumcision one is much subtle, much better.
That requires
the slow
some craft.
Build. That's why I actually think it's going to be on Stern. Like, that's a skilled call. That's like Richard Christie stuff.
Tease me. Yeah.
Because they do that. They do they'll talk for like a long time and like be take it seriously and be like, I'm really interested in your community access cable strategy or your chess show. What are you going to do in your chess show? And then eventually, you know.
See, I actually appreciate that because it takes time to listen and understand what they're talking about and approach it actually.
Yeah. It's great.
Instead of just dropping an F-bomb.
Yeah, instead of just calling up and be like, screw you, you screw me.
Well, how are you supposed to prevent that stuff from happening? Because it's so easy to just, like, are you screening the calls?
Yeah, I've got a call screen center that you don't see right in front of you.
Not here. I'm talking about at JFK.
I don't. We got somebody dude in the back was. Room just punches them through. So,
oh, you got to blame him, dude.
You're
you gotta
right.
put the blame on him.
He's an intern that left.
Genius.
He's an intern that left.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday was his last day. And I was talking
Dude,
with him
it's
in
like
the studio
100%
the whole time.
He's
Rich
the
had a good
screener.
Idea. That's awesome.
You're
it's
right.
a call screener's fault.
I bet like in the call description box, it was like calling regarding foreskin.
I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to screen something like that because can't they just be like, yeah, I'm really serious call. I've got a serious question.
We don't need to talk that's, about that. It's his fault.
It's his fault. Yeah.
100%. He should screen better.
Oh, I'm sorry, James.
You realize this is like the only skill you really need in life to achieve
blame
success
other people.
Is to blame other people.
Yeah, seriously,
and to
yeah.
do a good job of it and to make it reasonable to believe that.
God, I hadn't even thought about
you're
that.
You're not a girl, so you can't just bust out crying.
Don't you hate
that?
So
you have to start blaming people.
Don't you hate when girls do that? You
I
cannot
hate that.
Because a guy can't win that battle.
I think girls are pretty good at blaming other people too, by the way.
If a girl,
yeah, but if you I do it while you're yes. crying, oh, that's all you need.
If
it
a girl
matter
just starts crying,
yeah,
you can't do anything. And any guy who can is just superhuman. They should be emulated in every conceivable
not
way.
Not in a professional situation, though. Like, I just saw the company that works on my floor. It's not our company, but the girl got fired just because the other girls didn't like her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, like, she was doing her job, like, exactly as well as
this is why. This is why women are evil, because they will do that.
Yeah, and
it's
they're just
so
like,
wrong.
Oh, everything that's wrong right now is her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one of those at my company.
Really?
She's intent on blaming every other person, and it doesn't. Whoever, if you're talking to her,
does it
you're
work?
Her best friend.
Oh yeah, I'm behind the back.
Yeah, and but everybody in the office.
You mean
we're
like
a small
me
office.
Right now throwing James under the bus? Yeah. Okay. Continue.
No, but you're not. I mean,
you totally need to throw that guy in the bus. Like 100%.
You need to because he's an intern and he left. So yeah. Easy. So
like,
easy.
Oh, James. And it actually is. I mean, the call screener is the one responsible for that crap.
He's supposed to weed it out.
Although, I mean, yeah. you should have probably like. After,
you should,
yeah. After the initial joke, I don't really.
I wanted to
again,
see where he's going
hush.
With it. Yeah.
We need to discuss this.
My dad was uncut
second
and I was cut. I wanted to hear if that would make me stronger. it was cool.
I don't see how that's shocking in the least. Like circumcision, like you can't talk about
I
that.
Think
it's like a
it's
religious.
It's just because
it
was clearly a prank call. It's not so
right,
much
right.
Was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't want it to be
letting
like
prank call.
Heavy, heavy.
But.
Sports talk.
So I'm gonna say, like, so NPR is
the
awful, right? Like they got
joke.
Diane Rehm is like she's got to be like 99 years old or something. Her voice is completely
no.
Out.
She had voice paralyzation, and so she sometimes gets.
We don't go for those laughs here, Rich.
Oh, what?
No, she does sound awful though.
The point
she
is,
really
like,
shouldn't
it's
be
like
on
the worst thing
but yeah,
ever you have on the radio. And like,
it's radio is just built on institutions. There's so many old broadcasters who need to get the f off the airwaves.
But she's not a good interviewer. That's my problem
and
with
reduced
her.
Well, maybe
her
she was
voice
when she
is annoying.
Voice. Her voice is just like unlistenable.
It's worse than Katharine Hepburn.
I thought you were doing it.
It's
like a
no,
freaking
it's like,
sheep.
It's like, you're listening to the show.
Sounds like she's got
like,
a cancer kazoo and she's riding
yeah,
a tibia.
It really does. Like, you actually, like, you put it on and you're like, oh, somebody's prank calling NPR, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, this is actually what they allow to go on the air. Like, it's just nuts.
It's
God,
so
NPR. Taking PC too far.
So,
you know,
so
you're a broadcaster and your voice is effed up. Can we get you going?
She can she takes steroid shots, which actually helps, so she just sounds a little funny, but sometimes if she hasn't had them recently, it's so bad.
That's just not fair. Do you realize how like even a normal voice shouldn't be on air? You need like something sexy and stentorian, like what you're listening to right
this is
now.
Actively
I don't know what you're
unpleasant.
Talking about, John.
Oh my lord,
what's doing under those shorts, baby?
See, this is an actively unpleasant voice, so I'll actually switch to C-SPAN, which is like also awful. But like, I'll just be like, "What's on C-SPAN?" You know, sometimes it's interesting. And C-SPAN, for some reason, always gets prank called. Like, they have these stupid shows that are fascinating because it's just, like, call-in shows, and they just listen, like, it's like the audience gets priority. It's like some governor of Texas or something, or some minor politician is like, we're taking your calls here at C-SPAN with this, like, minor politician. And it's just people calling an event, like Republicans
from
Alaska being like, now I think the government is just real, like, taxing too much. And it's just like really idiots.
I hate when radio is lazier than this show. Like, anyone who's just taking calls, there is no bigger cop-out in all of radio than just being like, we're doing calls this segment. Like, even when G. Gordon Liddy was on the air, and we're getting a call. Let's go to that. Caller.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, see, that's a voice.
Yes.
There you go.
How are you?
Well, and you?
You know, just writing about, you know, RJs and BJs and all those other things.
Damn it. Okay. Actually, I know who this is. All right.
Who is it?
This is our buddy who called in a couple weeks ago.
What's an RJ, by the way?
I don't know if I can say that on the air without getting him fired from a non-paying job.
Oh, got it. No. I just
mimed it.
It was just illustrating.
I just gave him one.
You made the okay sign. Just
RJs.
Brushed your fingertips.
It'll be like Wheel of Fortune. We'll put it up on the board. We'll have Vanna walk by and help you out there.
RJ, God. Do guys really enjoy RJs?
I don't know how they could.
Like, how do you... What? Okay.
Say what?
Really?
Well, I mean, it's not...
I said I am not gay.
Yeah. An RJ. I could never accept an RJ.
Yeah,
it's a little creepy.
Not.
You have to kiss that mouth later.
Oh, yeah. I would never kiss that mouth again.
There's not enough Listerine.
Yeah. Oh, my
it
God.
It would be over. It'd be like, that would be the end. That would be the breakup, you know? Like, breakup sex, and then like that, and then bye.
I wouldn't even like that.
No, because it's
not the worst way to get dumped ever.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we shared in this special moment. I gotta go. It was nice knowing you. It's not you, it's me.
Oh, and you chuck a mint at him, too. Just chuck one of the little
like
red,
the little,
white
hey, baby, keep it fresh.
Peppermints, yeah.
That you got at Red Lobster after you had dinner?
Yeah.
Keep it classy.
Before the next guy.
Wow.
You throw it, and it lands on the mattress, and then she kills herself.
I'm just surprised that there's two people in the studio with you that have no idea about football. Aren't like Redskins fans supposed to be like rabid, super excited about the season?
Yeah, but we're not Redskins fans.
Yeah.
I know. You're not even, like, football fans.
No.
It's
I don't know. I mean, I think neither of us are, like, originally from the D.C. area. I mean, I grew up here in high school, but...
Oh, no. At what age did you come to this area?
Like, 12.
What are you now, like, 16?
17. 17 and a half. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
17 and a half.
Oh, that's not so bad then. It's legal, right? Consent?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So what's up? What's on your brain, my friend?
I don't know. I'm just calling in because I figured I'd call and say hi because I don't get to talk to you outside of the Twitterverse very often.
That's true.
Wait, so who what's your Twitter persona?
This is Original Nickster.
Oh. Okay. I've seen that on Twitter.
Who whipped up a great article on giving blows.
That was actually pretty good. That was well illustrated.
Thank you very much. It took a lot of hard work. I was getting paid about $30 an hour when I wrote that because I was at my job that paid me.
God, I wish I had a job that paid $30 an hour.
You could get one outside of FedEx Field after they lose.
I can make up to $70 an hour locksmithing, but each job lasts like 90 minutes, 2 hours, and then it's just driving back home to look at porn.
But it's fun because it's actual money and then you could like not have to listen to your mom dropping deuces.
Yeah. You know what's best when she does it late at night so the house is silent as a church? And I can hear everything.
That's Original Nickster. I thought Original Nickster was a guy.
No.
Listen to that voice. You should be on the radio, not on Twitter.
She is a dirty girl.
You should be here instead of me. Much
no,
better voice.
I can't replace
Nickster, plug your blog.
Plug my blog, theoriginalnixter.com. You can go there, and it's me and my friend Danny the Douche. Can I say that?
Sure. It's done.
And we write editorials about life, and like I write about the stupid children of the world, and he writes about the jobs that guys should have and the girls that should sleep with those guys and not. And
I do want to say you're a little like almost.
What the heck are we running here? It's like tell your listeners like people are calling in like a mile a minute here. Like, it's like
yeah.
The phone
and the,
you
and
have
the
multiple
phone, call
phone
light,
lines.
Yeah, like I said, the phone call light is flashing in my eyes like John Rambo getting tortured.
Dude, this is nuts, man.
It's so
it was like
POW.
Popular show. Maybe we should find out. It's probably just a prank caller over and over.
It's just the damn puppet who's gonna try to go and like drop the N-bomb next
you,
or something.
Puppet wants an RJ,
but you. That's probably true, but you would think the guy with the puppet would totally realize that Crank Anchors ended, like, what, 6 years ago, and it's just not funny anymore?
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny if it's, like, CNN or something.
This would be funny if it weren't me hosting, but to me it's just horrible.
No, that's not true. People, you know...
I will say this. Your article about the art of pleasuring a man, shall we say, it was still a little feminine in how much buildup there was.
Really?
Yeah, because I gotta say, like, if I'm already at attention... It's like a two-step process. Like, one is, oh, God, and we got, like, some chick who's staring in the studio right now. She just walked by.
I gotta say, that's why you want a girl to do it and not a guy. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Same body part, but different mentality. That's the reward. That's the good thing. You know?
Okay, now let's say it's about three steps.
Well, you want that
steps.
Feminine patience.
Step one is harp to. Step two is hand wrapped around it. And step three is mouth makes friends with hand.
Well.
And that just goes...
Yeah, but that's why you're probably not getting them, and somebody else is.
I got a good show topic right now. Original Nickster, you sound like kind of an older but like sexy woman. We were talking
older sexy woman. Yeah. I think I'm half offended and yet half intrigued to be like Anne Bancroft. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, Anne Bancroft. She's hot.
Mrs. Nickster, you're trying to seduce me.
You seem to be an expert in this area. John and I are talking about someone that I know that. Told me as a 37-year-old woman she has never done what your article is about.
His ex-girlfriend, a Japanese broad.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Japanese girls don't do that because it's like that whole cleanliness next to godliness.
Yeah, there's a cultural thing.
Shame.
Well, it's like they say they don't. Like, I can't believe they actually wouldn't.
But it's really funny because they'll clean...
Sorry. No speak English.
They'll clean everything off their plate. Like, Asian people don't leave any food on their plate.
Right.
If you ever notice. But they think that something like that's disgusting when I think half the food they eat is disgusting. So I don't really know how that equals out, but somewhere in the world...
Well, that's
it's
different.
That's
like food and sex. Well, yeah.
You can combine the two, actually, during that whole stage as well.
Right, yeah, right, definitely.
Right. No, that's dangerous.
No, you have to try the ice cube trick.
Oh, given my gluttony.
I've got video proof that Japanese girls do that.
Me
have
too.
Have you done
Altoids? I've never seen a Japanese woman who didn't have a little black bar over her eyes.
I'm talking business here.
Okay.
I want to know if Nickster has tried Altoids, because that just sounds scary to me.
I have, and it's not scary. It's actually...
Is
very
it good?
Beneficial.
Okay.
You have
okay.
to make sure it's like the spearmint or the peppermint. Otherwise, it's just awkward.
Not
when
the spearmint.
Calls are coming in, man.
We keep getting more calls.
You've gone the direction right. of popular.
My
popular
lord,
direction.
We need like Nickster's sex corner every week now.
Wow. Yeah, that's nuts. The Altoids thing, I heard about that in 8th grade. I thought it was just some kind of, like, kiddie.
Wasn't that,
myth.
Like, an American Pie or something?
8th grade? What the hell? 8th grade? I wasn't talking about that. I'm old. What the hell?
Well, like, all that's going to happen is I'm going to go to 7-Eleven, buy a box, mash them up, and get some lube. That's all that's going to happen here. I have no girlfriend. Maybe,
true
you know,
story. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even wait to get down to Washington next month. It's going to be insanity.
Oh, wow.
I'll even be cheap about it. I'll be like, hey, Mom, when are you going to the grocery store next?
Let me know when you're going to get your hair did. Nick's just coming over.
Bring back some Altoids.
You guys are killing me. Well, I want you to go answer more phone calls because I feel like people are going to get pissed at me.
There's a lot of people calling.
It's just
going
to be the puppet. Why? Rich is such an optimist.
I'm such an optimist.
He thinks the 37-year-old Japanese girl is going to do stuff to his ween. And he
well, maybe she
not
will. Maybe you know what? You're going to have to bring her out to a nice dinner. And I don't mean TGI Fridays. I mean Chili's.
Who,
and
my
you're
going
to have to go for the... No, the Japanese girl. And
Chili's.
You're going to have to go... For the Presidente Margarita.
You mean
and,
Cherries? Go
you
on.
You know, you have to go for the Presidente Margarita and the shrimp fajita, yeah, and then you bring her to, like, Inception, and when she's so confused and doesn't know what to do, that's when you trick her and implant that seed into her brain that it's a good idea.
I'm just surprised. Like, I'm just surprised that anyone 37 years old who has been at least sexually active for, like, a portion of their lives would have never done that. Like, it's nuts.
It's not a weird act. I'm with you on that. I'm sorry.
I mean, it is a weird act, kind of. Like, I mean, if we were like in 1820 or something, and even then, I think it's like the Romans. I mean,
fellatio,
I don't know.
Roman word.
Yeah. So it's just, I was surprised.
All right. Well, why don't you guys go pick up that phone?
All right.
All right.
Good
you
work.
Have fun.
Let's see if I can switch lines. Caller.
Hello, Johnny. Woohoo!
Oh, this is Effie.
Yes, a Greeky.
Yeah, this
with
is a
beautiful voice.
This is if you want to hear some depressing stuff right now, this is a hardcore broad. She had a cat named Sasha, just like mine. Or what was your cat's name?
The same name.
Sasha. And her German neighbor says, "What if your cat comes around anymore? I'm going to poison it."
Exactly.
So what happened?
And this is what happened. So last night I got home and I just saw the cat lying in the garden. And
sorry, I don't mean long.
Oh,
let me stop because I'm driving right now. And okay, all right, let me stop. What?
Nothing. Your voice is fun. I like it. Stop.
For a guy who likes, for a guy who hates callers.
I can make it better if you like.
No. Tell us about stop sexy talking and talk about your dead cat.
Yeah, we don't want any sexy talk on this show.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Richard.
That's not Willie. Hi, Richie.
Yeah, no, this is Will.
All right, tell us about your dead cat
real
fast.
I'm Greek, and I'm available.
So you get home, and you see your cat in the garden.
Oh, yes. And
I love how depressed she sounds. Go on.
I hate you, Richie. I hate you.
That was Rich.
You have the same voice with a German stupid neighbor.
Jawohl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like cats.
It's not believe it, you.
Oh my God! So, long story.
Johnny.
She finds the dead cat after the German had been like, "I'm gonna kill your cat."
And at that time, she was sitting on his balcony reading the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
So he saw me shocked, and I was like, "Oh my God, what's happening?" And he didn't. I mean it. And he didn't move. He didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him whether he knew anything, and he was very ironic and told me that, well, I had told you, you should have been careful. So,
oh my God.
And that's because,
man,
that's horrible.
Das ist Judenkat.
Yeah. You're lucky I didn't make a lampshade of
it. Jesus, that is nuts.
But you don't know, I mean, you should have seen him. He's, I don't know, the meanest person.
So then what did you do? How did you react?
Well, I got into his garden and I told him, "Are you kidding me? What happened here?" And he was very like, "Well, I told you, Effie, that if your cat stepped into my garden, then this is what was going to happen." So, listen, I'm always kind and I'm always helpful, but I couldn't. I punched him.
Oh, yeah, nice. Good for
she
you.
She punched him and like busts his teeth in.
Oh, that's excellent.
On his chin twice, and I'm so happy that.
And now she's getting sued. And you're getting sued now, right?
Yes, because his son got wild and he threatened me and all that thing, and now I received a phone call from the police today telling me that he sued me.
Oh my God! But how is it? Like the Greek people that listen to this show are just hardcore.
Well, you know what's wrong? The police doesn't care.
Good.
If I had called the police, they would have told me that I'm gonna shoot you.
Good. That's good. So you got away with punching him. You're safe.
Well, I don't care because all of my friends are lawyers here, so I know the judges and they're not gonna do anything.
All right.
To me.
Well, good luck with that, Effie. Thanks for calling in.
Good luck.
No, I haven't finished yet.
Oh, okay.
What?
Well,
okay.
Then.
All right.
We don't have we don't know anything about cutting calls off here, Mr. Papa Giorgio. She never hangs up on anyone.
Rich, I'm not talking to you, Rich. I'm sorry. I'm talking to John.
All right. What's up,
John? Before I hang up,
yes.
I want to tell you that I love you.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, that was worth it.
Okay.
I mean it.
Take care, Happy.
when you do hang up, you cut
you
them
shut
off.
Up, Richie.
Yeah, you shut up.
You shut up. Why did you
We're
do it?
We're not talking to you.
Why
oh,
did you do
Lord.
It? You're my neighbor. You kid my dog.
God.
You kid my dog. Why did you do it?
That voice sounds like my every Greek aunt.
Sounds like Menekşe, man. Same accent.
It's Turkish. Like the whole...
This Turkish girl we know.
Eastern, yeah. Oh, my God.
That's nuts, though, man. That guy, whoever does that... And he's German, so we can already kind of safely assume it's true. He probably has like several female bodies in his basement, like in the
Who
bags.
Kills? Like...
Not only did he have a mail order bride, he had a dead mail order bride.
There are a lot of areas of this world where I think cats are just not considered. They're like almost like garden pests.
Did you have cats in Germany?
No, but there's a lot of people who consider animals just animals. Like they don't have the affinity for them that people like myself do.
Yeah, but the. I don't know. If this story is true, like poisoning it, you know, like that's so sadistic.
It's like poisoning a rat.
That's
it's like poisoning a rat or something to them.
Yeah.
Or unless he's like, super psycho, which is possible.
I've been to Greece, man.
And the whole like you were asking for it, like it's just like looking for an excuse to do it. It's like,
well, you and your cats killed, right?
Yeah, the same thing happened to me, but that was like a hick like kind of shooting his gun at it. Which
same
at least
difference.
Is fun.
Still damn okay.
It's like hunting.
No, but that's still. I see them the same way. It's like zero respect for animals or for the people who might own those animals.
Yeah,
and that's the bigger problem.
Yeah, if nothing else, like why would you break someone else's property?
Yeah, they're pets, and zero respect for the person who owns that pet. That's horrible.
As if you
can
like control a cat, like you can put a fence and like the cat will be like it's clearly some
it's
people
a cat.
Who never
it's
had
what
cats.
What they
yeah.
do.
Yeah. But,
they
I
wander
mean,
around, they like act like they belong to three different people, and then they come back to your house at night. They're friggin'
and
vagabonds.
I can understand being annoyed that the cat's in your garden, because they do stuff that is not
Dude,
pleasant
in 2012,
in, gardens, but...
in 2012, when like all hell breaks loose, and like the climate screws everything up, and like mm-hmm. there's no laws and stuff, it's like martial law.
Yeah.
That's when, you know,
when it's
I'd go over to his house and kill him.
This is
like
why...
as soon as there would be no consequences to it, I would murder that person.
This is why I go to the fire.
How many people would you kill if there were no consequences?
Pretty much just that, like people like that, like someone who did something like that to me, I'd probably kill.
Like if the world was about to end, wouldn't you just kill everyone?
No,
like what? Like if we've got a comet coming in like 4 days and we're all just dead, like wouldn't you want to do a couple yourself?
No, I don't think it's like fun to kill anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, Papa Bear does.
Actually, I was watching that movie.
I'd be intrigued. I mean, like, wouldn't you pull a Bateman and be like, "Hey, hobo, I got a hot meal in my house."
No, that's so bad.
I don't know if it's true, but in Men Who Stare at Goats, they say like in soldiers in war, apparently, like deliberately aim away from people because they don't actually want to kill anyone when it comes down to it.
Oh yeah, it takes a lot of conditioning. Like we're just really conditioned to not kill each other. Like they might. I've heard when they're trained now, there's no use of like anyone being human. Like no use of the word human. They're simply targets.
Yeah, uh-huh. You have to view everybody on the other side as objects. Not
as a target
people.
You aimed at, and the only people are on your side, and you protect your buddies by shooting targets.
Yes.
So it's like, I can shoot a target so my friend doesn't die.
Yeah.
He's people.
Okay. So it's okay in your conscience because, we shouldn't be going around
and even
killing
then,
other people.
I mean, even then, most people come back from war pretty messed up if they actually dusted someone.
Yeah. It's a hard condition to be able to reconcile yourself with. if you killed somebody, even if it was in war. I think that's a difficult.
I don't know.
Well, we've already established that you are totally okay with just going around shooting people as long as there's no legal consequence.
I'm just saying, if there's a comet, you know, a couple not far away, we're all going to die in like 2 days.
Well, if they're going to die anyway, we might as well steal those 2 days from them. That's fine.
Yeah, like if that's they don't okay. Have, if they don't John, have families. Yeah. If they don't have
oh,
families.
Oh, they don't have families. Yeah. Because it's, if you don't have other people who are related to you by blood, your life is pretty much meaningless anyway.
Tree falling in the woods. That's all I'm saying. Wow.
Maybe
I kind of expected that same reaction when I say like something and you know, you get the well, he's saying what we're all thinking, but I guess I'm
No, geez. You're thinking what we're all slightly disturbed by.
She stands alone on this one.
Yeah. No, I'm just disturbed by the German guy.
Yeah, the German
cat
killer.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that anymore. I don't want to think about that
anymore. Oh, and by the way, Effie might be on these shores real soon. She might...
Oh, she's actually in Greece.
She's in Greece.
Oh, right, the German guy, yeah, on vacation in Greece, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in Greece and might be moving to all places of Charlottesville.
Well, that's pretty good English for someone who's not actually living in the country.
Yeah, no, she's going to live in that toilet of Charlottesville with good old Carmen.
So she's rich.
No, she's going to be a teacher at UVA.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah, good for her. Of all the places you can come to, you end up at Charlottesville.
There's worse than Charlottesville.
There's worse, yeah.
Harris Teeter for the win.
Little Rock,
Huntsville. I think Charlottesville's not that bad.
I don't know. I think I've been down there once since I quit school when my dad died.
I know people down there, so I'm going to
withhold. Yeah, you just have bad memories of it, man.
Yeah. Like, I will really never set foot in that place ever again.
So... I didn't finish my story, but the point is C-SPAN gets prank called all the time. And I always think it's weird
because
they're the opposite of you. They actually they do have a dump and they don't hesitate to just cut the call off like in the middle, and it won't make any sense because you don't hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like it'll be like, yeah, so I really think that and then the guy and they just move on like really immediately, like, okay, next call.
They don't mention anything happening. You know?
Like, they don't mention that anything
losing
just happened.
Losing is winning. Freedom is slavery.
Yeah.
This call didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. I always think that's really weird. Like, they don't even make a little joke out about it. Like, oh, haha, we just got prank called. Well, stuff happens. You know,
that's
like
because it's C-SPAN. They can't joke.
Yeah, I guess so. They are robots.
Yeah.
No, robots have more personality.
It sucks because prank calls would be the only thing amusing about the show because, like, it's just, like, so awful listening to, like, the average person, quote-unquote's opinion on politics. You know,
yeah.
Well, I identify as this political party,
who
and
cares?
I think this.
Who
it's
cares?
Like, yeah,
who cares?
Yeah.
Like, it's all a joke, and it's all a system that just grinds you into the dirt and bleeds you.
Yeah.
And this country's dying and just feasts upon itself. And
well, now you sound like a caller.
And now I make $10
you
an hour.
You sound exactly the same as the callers.
No, that's just... I don't care about politics.
But I just wait for the prank calls because they're more amusing. But,
yeah. I don't get anyone... Like, we can pretty much close on this and then do the second hour in the other studio. I mean, I don't get anyone who cares about politics in any capacity whatsoever. Like, who can... even act,
you also
like,
want to kill people like as soon as you get the chance.
See,
so.
But see, I would say that
comet,
it's
Rich.
A good thing politics exists.
There's a comet.
I don't have a problem with politics. I just have a problem with people, and I pretty much think they're all stupid. And that's why I would kill people, except that I'm human, and so I don't go around shooting them.
Yeah,
but when the zombie apocalypse comes,
yeah, or the zombies, yeah.
When the zombie apocalypse comes, they're going down.
Oh my lord. Well, this was an hour we can all be proud of. I want to put my name on this. FCC won't be getting any complaints. God. Oh, my God.
Thanks to the prank callers.
Yeah,
this
thanks,
hour.
Puppet caller. Thanks. You made everything real, real memorable. But Nixter and Effie, you actually had good calls.
Nixter had a hot voice.
I like
Nixter, dude. Nixter, when she's in town, we'll have to set you up, man.
Oh, yeah?
Her first call was about S-ing and effing her way through a wall of guys.
Oh, really? Yeah. Now that I've, like, called her old?
Yeah, now that she's...
So you see how good my game is, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Hey, because you're old, do you like dick? Because I have one. All right. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Want to thank Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go Team Papa, yeah. Rich?
Yo.
Thanks. We're going
to... Will. Yo.
Yes. You can, again, listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. and prank call us. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Facebook page, facebook.com/papasbasement. Tweet us at papasbasement. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.